Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this glorious morning. We thank you, God, for giving us a beautiful day like this. Thank you, God, for your mercies over our lives. And thank you, God, for all that, Lord, you have done for us. Thank you for all the people listening to my voice this morning. Lord, I pray that, Father, it is time that, Lord, you will open gates of honor, gates of breakthrough, gates of rest unto them. And, Lord, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you, God, because this word we are sharing this morning, we bring our profit into our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that, Father, every act of unbelief I nullify in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless us with your word and let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. To God be the glory this morning. I hope I meet you well. I want to thank God for his mercies and for his goodness over your life, over your family. Thank God for what God is doing now. I know that God who have helped you hitherto, he will see you through in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning, by the grace of God, I'll be sharing with you on the secret of divine rest. The secret of divine rest. You know, when you look at the book of Isaiah chapter 26 in verse number 3. Isaiah 26 verse 3. It says,
"Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is still on thee, because he trusted in thee."
So God wants to give you something. Something that the world cannot give to you. You know, something that cannot come from money. Something that cannot come from man. It is called, you know, divine rest. Money cannot give you rest. I have seen people with money that they die like chicken. I have seen people with money that, you know, they couldn't get it, you know. So it is only those who are in Christ, they are the one that have rest. Now, Bible now says, they say, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace." I am sure you want this peace this morning. You know what the Bible says? It says, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth." Showing that there's a kind of peace in this world. But the peace in this world, you know, cannot guarantee you rest. I'm talking about this morning. Can you see now? So, you know, you need to know that rest comes from God. Your rest comes from Jesus. Jesus, you know, is the source of every rest in your life. "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind stay on thee." Why? Because he trusted in thee. So those who have trust in the Lord, they are those that will have rest. Now, where's your trust now? Is your trust in some one kind of power? You know, some people, they have all this black power and their trust in them. It will fail you. You know, they will put all these things, hang it here and there, hang one type of, you know, thing, do one type of thing. You know, they are looking for rest. Rest can't come from there. Excuse me, don't allow anyone to deceive you. The real rest comes from God. Hallelujah. That's what Bible says in the book of Psalm. You know, in Psalm 91, in verse 1. Psalm 91, verse 1, it says,
"He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty."
So, when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, can you see now? When you are born again, you know, you need to understand this issue of being born again. You know, it's just when you are born again, you are like a chicken, you know, under the wings of the mother. You are covered. Birds cannot peck upon you. You know, anything cannot just happen to you anywhere. Because the moment you are born again, you are under the wings of the Almighty. So he now says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When you look at the old Psalm, in that Psalm 91, you will discover that he gave you assurance, you know, that he will deliver you from every snare of fowler, from noise of pestilence. He even said in verse 10, he said, "There shall be no evil before you, neither shall plague come near your dwelling place." He said that in verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. Said, "But he shall not come near thee." Wow. You know, he said in verse 11 that he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all your ways, in all. So can you see now that, you know, God has planned rest for you, and you must dwell in the secret place. Now, we are in the secret place of the Most High. The secret place of the Most High is in Christ. Jesus is that secret place. Anyone that wants to kill you, as the Bible says, he will first of all kill God, kill Jesus, and then they will kill you. Because the Bible says, my life is hid in Christ in God. So, Jesus in God, you are in Jesus. Can you see now? So, you'll be secure. This morning, I pray that God will secure your life. I pray that the eyes of God shall be upon you. Between now and December, you know, the grace of God will preserve your life in Jesus' name. So, no one can give you rest except Jesus. Now, disobedience of Adam and Eve brought us unrest. What Adam and Eve did brought us unrest. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3, when we start to read from verse 18 to 21. Genesis 3, 18 to 21.
Thorns also, and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God made coat of skin and clothed them.
Can you see the beginning of unrest? You know, unrest, you know, began with sin. Can you see now? If a man continues in sin, unrest will continue in his life. So if you want God to preserve you, disconnect from sin. The Bible says in verse 18, it says, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. That is the ground. You know, you'll be sweating. You know, you will have unrest. Now, we discover that there are thorns and thistles stand for troubles and challenges. Can you see, look at the troubles in this world today? You know, look at the trouble in your life. Look at the challenges in your life. Can you see now? These are thorns and thistles. And thorns and thistles include weeping. Can you see? You won't weep again in Jesus' name. As many of you listen to me this morning, that you have wept this year, you wept last year, I prophesy to you, you will not weep again in the name of Jesus Christ. So, thorns and thistles include weeping. It includes death. You know, it includes sickness, diseases, pain, poverty, and every other challenges of life. Can you see now? These are the thorns and the thistles, you know. Every thorns and thistle in your life, it is uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. But thanks to Jesus Christ, who came into the world in order to redeem man from every heart of unrest. You know, Jesus Christ came to remove all these thorns and thistles. That is why in Matthew 11, verse 28, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, he says,
come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Can you see now? He said, come to me. So he said, I will give you rest. So in that the owner of rest is Jesus Christ. Can you see now? He said, come unto me, all ye that, you know, that have been troubled. Come to me, all of you that right now you are having problems. Come to me, all of you that, you know, the devil is after your life. Jesus Christ gave you a promise. He said, I will give you rest. Oh, hallelujah. So, receive rest this morning. Now, divine rest includes long life. You know, like we read in that, you know, Psalm 91 in verse 16. He said, with long life will I satisfy him. Can you see now? Long life is your heritage. Long life, you know, is your portion in Christ. He said, you know, divine rest includes long life. It includes good health. Can you see now? If you don't have good health, you can't enjoy life. It's a good rest. It includes peace of mind. You know, the divine rest includes happiness. It includes God's blessings. It includes protection. It includes, you know, the eternal salvation. All these are your portion. Receive, you know, your divine health in Jesus' name. Receive long life. I talked to somebody there this morning. Oh, probably you are in the sick bed this morning. I ask for the hands of God upon your life. I decree that in the name of Jesus Christ, let the power in the name of Jesus and the power in the blood of Jesus come upon you as I'm speaking right now, and let it set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. So divine rest is when you have long life. It's for you to have good health. It's for you to have peace of mind. It's for you to have happiness. It's for you to have God's blessings and protection. These are your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive this in the name of Jesus. I said receive this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. This morning, we are looking at the topic, you know, secrets of divine rest. And now, let's move forward. Let us look at the five steps to find rest in God. Now, what are the five steps? What are the five major steps that can make you or give you to have divine rest in Christ? Number one is your intimacy with God. Acquaintance with God. You know, your intimacy with God. Your intimacy starts from the time when you give your life to Jesus. When Jesus becomes the owner of your life. You know, when Jesus becomes the director of your life. In the book of Job, let's go to Job, you know, intimacy with God. Intimacy with God. Now, that's number one step for you to have rest in God. The moment you are closer to God, I tell you that rest will surely come. Now, in Job 22, let's read from verse 21. Job 22 from verse 21.
Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his word in thy heart.
Amen. Now he said, you know, acquaint now thyself with him, you know, and be at peace. Thereby, good shall come to thee. I pray, evil will not come to you again. You know, you must be close to God. Your closer to God guarantees your eternal rest. Can you see now? Your closer to God gives you the rest you want. So he said, acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby, good shall come to you. I see good coming to you. You know, before the end of this month, I see the goodness of God manifesting in your life. But number one thing is that you must be genuinely born again. You must give your life to Jesus. Sometimes ago, you know, in the 4th of April in 1984, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And from that day, I stayed in him. And the peace of God rests upon me. Can you see now? You know, because this rest I'm talking about, you know, it's not just, you know, the rest to sleep. No, it's not just rest, you know, to stop from laboring. No, it's not. It is more than that. Rest in God means remain calm in his presence, even when the storms of life are raging all around you. When all the storms of life are raging all around you, but yet you still have the peace. You know, rest I'm talking this morning, it means to keep calm and quiet and to wait with expectation or to cause or permit someone to stop you from any labor, you know, for any oppression. So what am I saying this morning is that you must be close to Jesus, your creator. That's number one thing. Number two thing, five steps to finding rest. Number two thing is that you must totally obey him. Hallelujah. You know, only those who obey God totally, they are those who can find rest in him. Can you see that? So only those who obey him totally are those who rest can get to. In Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verse number 29. Yes.
Then Peter and the other apostle answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men.
Can you see? So if you want rest, obey God. Stop obeying men. Stop obeying the things of this world. You know, you need to go after God. You see, make God the goal of your life. Submit to God. Submit to his word. Obey every word, everything that God is telling you right now. The thing they are telling your church, the thing that God is telling your word in his word, start to believe it and obey them and do them. You know, when you do them, you start to see, you know, rest coming to you. In fact, in Jeremiah chapter 7, let's look at verse number 23. Jeremiah 7, 23, yes.
But this thing commanded I them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I that have commanded you, that it may be well unto you.
That it may be well to you. So when you obey God, it will be well with you. The moment you continue to disobey him, you are incurring his wrath over your life. So what am I saying this morning? It's your total obedience to God. When you have total obedience to God, I tell you that, you know, God himself, you know, will grant you rest. You know why King Saul, he lost his rest? Because, you know, he mount up disobedience against God. And because of disobedience, you know, he entered into stage of unrest, you know, and his life came upside down. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 15, in verse 22. 1 Samuel 15, 22.
And Samuel said, As the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams.
All this you're running around, going from one mountain to another. If only you can obey God, rest will come. You know, all this you're going around. I had a friend like that. He said he has gone to 26 mountains in the southwestern Nigeria. And that up till now, the rest he's looking for has not come. 26 mountains. Can you imagine that? And yet, what he was looking for is yet to get to his hand. Excuse me, where are you, money haters, getter? Why can't you obey God? Obedience gives you total rest. Obedience opens the door of rest unto you. The moment you decide today to want to, you know, to obey God, then you have rest. Look at Saul. You know, he was commanded to go after, you know, the Amalekites, to destroy all of them, to destroy Agag their king, to destroy all the animals. But you know what now? He speared Agag, he speared the best sheep and oxen, and God was angry with him. And because of that, he lost his rest. Hear me? God is looking for your total obedience, not just partial obedience. No partial, no, obey God. Do the things of God. What God is telling you, do them. Then the rest of God will come into you. Number three thing that can give you rest is that give all your worries to him. Cast every worry in your life. The worry, you know, all those things that is giving you prayer. Excuse me. Cast them to God. Throw them to God. You know what he said in 1 Peter? In the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, in verse number 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Yes.
Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you.
Wow. So God is the only one that cares for you. God cares for you even more than your mother. Can you see that? He cares for you more than anything. He said, cast all your cares upon him. Why? Because he careth for you. Oh, God cares. Jesus really cares. He cares. He casts all your cares. How many cares? All your cares. Not few. Not, you know, the cares you don't cast to God becomes problem. I've been telling you, I don't have any problem. Why? But I have cares. Cares to do this. Cares to pay for this. Cares to do that. You know, I have cares in life. Cares to pay for money for this and money for that. You know, and any cares I don't cast unto God becomes what? A problem. You know, so God is saying that cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. He is the one that cares for you. He cares for your life. He cares for your children. Probably you have not paid your children's school fees. It has taken your rest. Eh? And they are saying, if you don't give the money, you know, this one will happen to you. Excuse me, cast it to God. Tell God about it. Probably you have not paid your rent. And your landlord is after you. You know, God can make you to be a friend of your landlord is when you pay your bills regularly. If you don't pay your house rent, your landlord too will not be happy with you. But you know that if you can tell God, cast it to God, cast all your cares, put them to God. God really cares for you. God really cares. He really cares. God really cares. He cares for you. God really cares. He really cares. God really cares. He cares for you. No wonder in Philippians chapter 4, in verse number 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Yes.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God.
Let your request be made known to God, not to your friend, not to your mother, not to your father, you know, not to your neighbor. The Bible says, be careful, that is, don't be anxious for anything. Don't allow anything to take your rest. He said that, you know, be careful for nothing, but in everything. Excuse me, in what? In everything. In everything about your life. Not in something. Not in few things. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So the reason why you are worrying is because you cannot pray. You know, people that can't pray will worry. Somebody say, why worry when you can pray? The reason why you are full of anxiety today is because you have not said to God, excuse me, God wants to hear from you. He said, ask and it shall be given to you. If you don't ask, then you will not receive. Hallelujah. Then number four way of finding rest in God is allow him to lead you. Wow. Allow God to lead you. God wants to lead you. You know what he said? He said, I will lead you and I will direct you in the way that you will go. God wants to be your director. But you are looking onto principles, some negative principles. You are looking at your friend. You want to copy people. That is your problem this morning. The moment you allow God to lead you, he will lead you well. He will lead you into your breakthrough. He will lead you and guide you. He will lead you to heaven. Excuse me this morning, as many of you who are hearing this word, allow God to lead you. Allow him to lead you. Hallelujah. Allow him to lead you. You know, when God leads you, you know, as he led Joseph and he led you into the throne. He led David and he gave him victory. Can you see now? He led Abraham and Abraham became father of many nations. Can you see? He led Peter and Peter became the father of men. Let him also lead you into your destiny. The reason why you are not making it today is because you are being led by your senses. You allow your common sense. Your common sense is too common to lead you. Allow God and it shall be well with you. In the book of Psalm 23, verse number 3. Psalm 23, verse number 3. Yes.
He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's
sake. He leadeth us. You know, you need to know that you must come out of every unrighteousness. Everything that is called unrighteousness. He said, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, hallelujah. Can you see God now? He's your leader. He wants to help you. He wants to lead you. Hallelujah. Then the last step of finding rest in God is that you must now trust God in everything. You must trust God in everything. You must trust God in everything. You must trust God in everything. Excuse me, those who put their trust in God, they are those being led by God. Whom do you trust? The Bible says, one to him that put his trust in the arm of flesh. You know, whom do you put your trust upon? Some are putting their trust on one kind of power, negative power. Some put their trust in human being. Some put their trust in elemental things. Excuse me. Put your trust in God. You know, let Jehovah God be your trust. Hallelujah. That is where we read in that Isaiah 26. Let's go back to it as we are closing this morning. Isaiah 26, verse number 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Yes.
Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee.
God will keep you when you trust in him. Are you seeing that? Now, today, please, trust in God. He's your maker. Is your father. And as you trust him, you will have breakthrough. I come into the hands of God this morning and I pray that the rest of God will be restored in you. Every area of your life that you have lost rest is coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, I will expect to see you in the church. It will be wonderful tomorrow morning at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, you know, at Ashiro Abeokuta here. And if you want the copy of this broadcast, please, you are free to send your WhatsApp number to me. Believe you me, I will send it to you immediately. God be with you. Thank you for your listening prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God we have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everything I want to say.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tract in Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.